Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
We've all been accessing a lot of content online recently, of course, meetings, conferences, and other content during the past 5 months or so. Cloudflare, the American web infrastructure and website security company, has been providing network services to many, and they have their Cloudflare TV happening as well. And one of the recent projects they've been working on has been Zumalier, and we're covering topics about wine and various other delicious things. Joining us on the line now, Aliza Knox, head of APAC for Cloudflare, and Chris Milliken, CEO of Amigos y Vinos Singapore and the founder of Penguin. Good morning. Welcome to you both.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning,
Glenn.
And it's great to have you both on today. And this Zumalier, I think, is a really interesting thing. You've got one coming up this week with Chris Milliken on. And Aliza, why don't you give us a little bit of background of what that actually is and how that got started?
Sure. To be fair, I got to give credit to Peterson's Winery. Joe, down the street from us in Emerald Hill, came up with the idea of Zumalier to have people tasting wines during Circuit Breaker. So I've stolen the name for Cloudflare TV to have a chance to talk about things that happen with tech. So we have a lot of serious programs on Cloudflare TV. Not that this is not serious, but it's a little more fun, and we talk about what kind of wines you want to have with tech. So what do you drink when you're on a conference call? What do you drink when you're in a zone coding? And so on.
What do you drink when you're on a conference call? I like that a lot. I think a lot of people are getting used to the virtual drinks sessions with their colleagues and others, which I think is great. And Chris, you're going to be on this week doing one of these calls. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're expecting to cover during that?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this opportunity, and I'm loving the fact that Cloudflare is engaging and using technology to get people together, because I think that's what wine is all about. Wine and music are two things that bring people together. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to discussing is how we're using technology to really engage with our customers and what I see as the future of technology in wine.
That sounds really interesting. And, you know, as you think about this technology, most people just think, hey, you open a bottle of wine, you pour it, you drink it. But you are at Penguin are approaching this slightly different. You have a new artificial reality app that you're using. Tell us just a little bit about that.
So we've partnered up with the DRNK. It's called Let's Drink app, which I think is, if I may say, like Vivino on steroids. It allows you to scan any type of alcohol, beer, spirits, and of course wine, and engage with an augmented reality experience with any label. And then we're taking it to another level in which we're helping to educate about our wine, about penguins, and about the association of penguins and our wine.
Very interesting. And Aliza, let's come back to you, because Cloudflare has done a lot of things over the years in terms of the internet security and in terms of bringing together technology around online experiences. Cloudflare TV has popped up, and there are many different topics that cross your TV, and I'll put channel in quotes. Tell us a little bit more about that effort and what people are likely to find if they go to cloudflare.tv.
Thanks, Glenn. So basically, I think what happened is we're used to, in the tech world, going to a lot of conferences, seeing people interacting that way. And our founders were thinking about what could we do during this time of global lockdown to keep the best features from those get-togethers, which are keynotes from interesting people, product and new feature demos, conversations with experts, and of course, social interactions with peers. So we sort of started to wonder, is there a way to replicate all the good features of that and not suffer the worst, like eating too much junk food? So that was the idea behind it. And if you go to cloudflare.tv, you can look up and see all the different things that are coming on. There's a schedule. And we've really been encouraged as employees to just have fun with this and enjoy being creative and innovative during this period of lockdown. So we're still talking about things like web performance, internet security, edge computing, but we're also talking about startup stories in APAC or cooking and wine tasting.
Yeah, we're talking with Aliza Knox, the head of APAC for Cloudflare, and Chris Milliken, the CEO of Amigos y Vinos Singapore and founder of Penguin. And Aliza, you know, talking about that, it seems like it's kind of a fun thing to be able to let the employees just sort of take a subject matter, you know, a topic of interest to them and run with it and use the Cloudflare platform to further explore that.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, obviously, we're all working with the comms folks to make sure that the content is appropriate. We have someone doing Silicon Valley Squares, a bit like a takeoff on the old American Hollywood Squares program, the old American program.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's we're basically just, it's kind of like crowdsourcing a lot of innovation.
And you have done several of these wine and spirits and drinks productions before, webinars, Zoominars. How have you found those so far? What kind of information are you getting out of the people that you've spoken to?
Yeah, it's great. We've done Joe Keats from Peterson's, a Hunter Valley winery, David Bicknell from Oak Ridge, who was winemaker of the year in Australia. We've got a couple sommeliers coming up, Stephanie Rigord and Romain Cousseau. And to spice it up a little, we've got a local beer maker, Devin Kimball, coming on. What we cover is the person's background, how they got into wine or beer, and even what technology is being used in winemaking. There's a lot of technology, and Chris may allude to this when he comes on this week, used to determine when to pick grapes, you know, what temperature there needs to be in the cellars, and a lot of things like that. So there is technology in winemaking. And then, as I said, we're having a bit of fun at the end of each session to determine what wines to drink at particular times when you're using technology.
Yeah, and Chris Milliken, back over to you. During COVID-19, you know, of course, a long-standing joke with many people is that they're eating and drinking a lot more of everything. What have you seen in terms of your products, Penguin, Champenguin, the various products you have that have caught on not only in Singapore but across Asia Pacific? Are the rates of, let's say, usage in quotes going up?
You know, that's a very good question. The numbers are a little misleading and misguiding depending on how you dissect them. Home consumption, of course, went up, but retail consumption went up, but your consumption in restaurants obviously went down quite a bit.
Sure.
And what the industry has found is that people who were just social drinkers were not drinking very much during the COVID crisis, during lockdown, and they actually abstained a lot from drinking. Since they weren't going out, they weren't hanging out with friends. So overall, the entire alcohol consumption seems to have actually gone down a bit when you take out the industry and hotels and restaurants.
Well, that's interesting. And now that, for example, Singapore is loosening up a little bit, phase two, are you going to see that start to come back, do you think? I know it's early days in terms of seeing numbers from different restaurants or whatever, but do you sense that is going to start to bounce back?
Definitely so. It certainly has already. With the 10:30 curfew, of course, that kind of puts a limit on things, but it is starting to come back for sure.
Yeah. Just a moment ago, Aliza was talking about sort of the technology involved with winemaking these days. Will you be talking about that this coming week on your Zoomalier session with Cloudflare?
Definitely. Technology touches every industry and in multiple ways, and it touches in the vineyards where they use drones for planting grapes right now, and then how we use technology to go all the way down to touching base with the consumer while they're drinking their wine.
And we're speaking with Chris Milliken, the CEO of Amigos y Vinos Singapore and the founder of Penguin, and also Aliza Knox, the head of APAC for Cloudflare. Aliza, I would imagine for your company this has been an off-the-charts busy quarter or half year even so far. What types of things has Cloudflare been working on to give that, you know, extra service to customers to improve the service that they're getting by using Cloudflare platforms?
Well, hi, Glenn. I really appreciate you asking about that. You know, what you can see, we're about to go into a quiet period, so I can't discuss much about Cloudflare itself. But I think, you know, what you have seen is that there's a huge amount of additional traffic on the Internet because of circuit breaker, lockdown, stay at home, work from home, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
And the cybersecurity platforms are really far more important at this time. Our CTO was cited in an article recently saying that the number of attacks in the UK have gone up 6 times, the attacks that we've been blocking. And I saw an article in the Straits Times recently saying that phishing attacks in Singapore are up double from last year. So I think what we're doing is basically continuing to work with customers, both existing and new, to really try to make sure that they are secure during this time of a lot of remote working. And in addition, I mean, Cloudflare is built on three principles. We're trying to make the internet more secure, safer, and more reliable, and more, sorry, I said it twice. So it's secure, performant, and reliable. So we speed up people's connections, which is important when you're trying to get to somebody else or to buy wine online from Penguin, as well as secure and reliable and preventing hacking. So we continue to do that work. And I would say you're right. It's become even more important as there are more and more connections between people online rather than in person.
Yeah, and trends going forward in that industry. Obviously, everyone's looking for better bandwidth. Everyone's looking for a faster connection, those sorts of things. But what do you see now that, you know, work from home will become a regular thing for a lot more people in coming months and years even? How will that interface have to change for people in whatever this next phase of work will be?
So I think a lot of what exists today is people in really good shape. There are a lot of zero trust applications, which basically secure the connection from an employee to the origin server of their company if they're not in the office. So we have one called Access. And what that is a way to make sure that the person who's logging in is indeed the right person and for the company to enable or disenable certain applications for them to see. So I think keep your eye on zero trust applications is what they tend to be called in the industry. You'll see those becoming of more and more importance. And if we were in a conversation instead of about wine with cybersecurity and with a lot of CISOs, you would hear them talking about that as a primary issue for enabling distributed workforces.
Very interesting. Thanks, Aliza. And Chris, we're going to give the last word to you to tell us where people can tune in to your Zoomelier session this coming week. How do they find out how to join that session if they want to get on and have a listen to what you're going to be talking about relating to wine?
We will be live at 4 p.m. this Wednesday, the 22nd, and you can go to cloudflare.tv to check that out. And I'm really looking forward to a very fun discussion with Els. I think it's going to be a great conversation. We've had a good talk over a glass of wine on a Zoom call already. And get your glasses ready. We'll have a good time.
Perfect. Thanks to Chris Milliken, the CEO of Amigos y Vinos and the founder of Penguin, and also Aliza Knox, the head of APAC for Cloudflare. Appreciate both of you coming on today.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.